Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini here with you. All right. You know, the winter is over. We are getting into spring, and I bet you're looking outside thinking, man, I got to get my lawn and garden looking great. Maybe you're going to do it yourself, or maybe you need some professional help. Well, I've got that person on the line right now, an old friend of mine, Joe Polina, who is the president of Tommy Polina Landscaping. Joe, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Morning, Lou.
Joe, we've talked in the past on this show, you know, pretty regularly. You and I have known each other a long time. Can you describe to our audience once again what Tommy Polina is, the kind of services you guys offer?
I'd love to. We are a full-service landscape company. We're established in 1982. Started off with, one little pickup truck, as they say, and now developed into different services. We offer different things. We maintain lawns on a regular basis. We'll do, you know, pruning. We have clients we visit once a month, once we visit twice a month, three times a year. We believe it or not, we even maintain a cemetery now. So, you know, we do all sorts of services. We also do a lot of water management. Unfortunately, with these rains that we've had and also with the global warming, it just seems like these springs and summers are getting worse and worse every year. So
right.
We do a lot of regrading and pitching, you know, away from the house and, you know, running, you know, PVC and catch basins and pop-ups, you know, and things of that nature. You know, everything that's going to help the homeowner sleep better at night.
I want to talk a little bit about that, but when you're doing landscaping at a cemetery, you don't get a lot of complaints, do you?
No, not only that. Because
otherwise, no one's coming back.
No. I'm not going back, that's
well,
for sure.
Well, I do want to talk about that water drainage, because this has been a big issue for people with the construction that's gone on. You know, new construction, the sewer system's overloaded in a lot of municipalities and villages and cities. You get a lot of people that have constant problems in their backyards or front yards, side yards, I guess it doesn't matter. And you have carved out, I know that you started this a long time ago, but it's almost become like a specialty for you guys to try and solve through landscaping and exterior drainage systems this problem of people that have excessive water in the property.
Well, yeah, Lou, because, you know, it's always the older homes, you know, you buy a home and it's great, and the guy next to you puts up an addition, puts up a home, and all of a sudden you become the lowest guy on the block, and you get water, you know, and I get called in, and there's, you know, there's literally ducks in the backyard, you know, and my customers, you know, are pulling their hair out, and like, you know, how do we do this? And, you know, sometimes it's an easy fix, you know, and most of the times, I just saw a client today where her backyard was literally like a bowl. And I said, well, you know, we got to get rid of this. And with water, when you really think about it, all you need is a level and a transit because, you know, it just seats the lowest level.
Right.
You just got to find it a way to go away from the house. So, you know, it's not, you know, honestly, it's not brain surgery. It's just a lot of hard work on it. And you're just going to know how to use a level in the transit.
Well, and, I mean, I'm going to give you a little bit more credit than that, because the other thing is, with a lot of homes, because we're so close to other people, you also have to be mindful of the neighbors to make sure that the work that you do doesn't affect them. So there is some thought throughout this to get it done right.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, that goes without saying. You don't want to go, oh, listen, I'm going to take your water, just dump it on the neighbor. Don't worry about it.
You can't do that.
You know?
Well,
definitely,
that's good. No, that's good.
You know, a lot of stuff that requires permits, too. So you got to go, you have the inspector come by, you know, before you backfill. He's going to give you the little sign of approval, you know, so on and so forth before you do that. You know, that's obviously without saying. We got to want to keep it. We would try to get the water to be relocated from one side of the property to the other. Sometimes we can't do that, and we got to get permits to go into the parkway and apply with Cook County, you know, for their permits to go there. Or, you know, sometimes we even lucky enough to, you know, for example, Huffman Estates, we tap into their system. You know, those guys are wonderful to deal with. You know, there's a lot of suburbs that are helpful because they realize that, you know, things are not getting better.
Right.
And, you know, if I'm a resident in your town and you're not helping me, then we got a problem.
Right, absolutely. You and I spoke before we started the conversation about the fact that last year was a very busy year. A lot of people were doing, you know, work in and around their home. I would imagine that this year is starting out pretty well for you as well. But all this snow that we, you know, right now, you know, we're coming into spring, but it's just a few weeks ago that there was 6 feet of snow at the end of people's driveways. Are you seeing some of the effects as you go to clients' homes from that amount of moisture that was sitting there and the really cold temperatures that we had?
I am a little bit, not as much as you would expect, because it was a gradual thaw. So everything was sort of, you know, absorbed into the ground as it went along. I am seeing, you know, again, you know, if you have situations where, you know, the backyard has got a low spot where the water sits there and has a hard time draining, you know, a lot of times you run into those situations if you have, you know, a quick thaw where the ground is still frozen, it's not absorbing it. This year, actually, it wasn't that bad. What I am seeing is a lot of damage to the side of the driveways where guys like me and the landscapers go in at 3 o'clock in the morning when there's a foot of snow on the ground.
Right.
And next thing you know, you go, oh, there's a driveway over there. You know,
right.
There's grass.
Right. Hard to see when there's, I mean, there was so much snow. I mean, it's interesting how you sort of forget all that. But the other day my wife and I were taking the dog out on a walk, and I said, do you remember just a few weeks ago, the pile of snow at the end of the driveway was as tall as me? I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. We had calls with customers saying, you got to come in and knock down this pile at the edge of the driveway. Nobody can see on the way out.
Right.
And then we literally sent bobcats over there to take the pile out. So, you know, it was safe to get out. You know, heaven forbid you stick out a little bit trying to make a left turn and you know, you get into an accident.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're obviously a professional landscaper and, you know, you make your living by people hiring you to come out and do this work. But a lot of people like to get, you know, do a little bit themselves. And it's still a little early to, I mean, other than, you know, if you're coming out to do some spring cleanups, but if people want to get out and just do a little bit of cleanup in their yards, do you have a couple of tips for them?
Absolutely. You know, get in there, cut down your perennials from last year, cut down your grasses. If you have some of the hydrangeas that flower in the new wood, go ahead and prune those down. You know, it doesn't hurt to go ahead and maybe, you know, start prepping the beds. If you have a vegetable garden, you know, just do a little bit at a time. So when the time is right, you're ready to go out there and plant. You know, you could also do some dormant pruning right now because you can see what's dead, what's alive. You know, cut out any crossing branches, you know, any branches that you know, are, you know, don't give your shrub the shape that they should have.
Right.
You know, a little triple 10 or a triple 14 around the drip line helps out the plants. Just a little bit of time, and then the next thing you know, it'll be ready to cut the grass.
Right. I mean, it really all we need is a few days of some warm weather and some sun, and it's amazing how things sort of just spruce back up again.
Oh, it's all, you know, as soon as, you know, you have a couple of days, you see the forsythias. By the way, as Jim Fizell used to say, when you see the forsythias flowering, it's time to go out and spread the pre-emergent on your lawn.
I love it. I know you're a big fan of Jim Fizell. So am I. He's
a great guy.
He is the master, that's for sure. All right, Joe.
That's for sure.
I really do appreciate you taking some time this morning. If people want to get a hold of you and take advantage of your expertise and your excellent crews to help with different professional landscaping, how do they do that?
They can get a hold of us at info@tommypolina.com or 847-698-6868.
Joe Polina, president of Tommy Polina Landscaping, thank you so much, my friend, for joining us. Only the best to you and your family.
Thank you, too. Likewise.